This is Barry Nelson, and you're at home or traveling with the most satisfying weekend sound around. Monitor 66. Known as the Jet Set, and a song known as The Shadow of Your Smile. Well, away from shadows and onto the real thing, wherever you are in the country, shoveling snow, waxing your skis, lacing up your skates, or for the lucky ones, keeping a sharp eye on the surf for some really good breakers, whatever happens to be your mood or activity at the moment, let Monitor keep you company as a friend and companion. A bit later, we'll have an interesting news feature story for you. There'll be plenty of the most popular music around the nation, and immediately, a few laughs to brighten your day. I refer to Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. This time, our stars are comedian Shelley Berman with interviewer Lovelady Powell, and the routine is liable to set anthropology back a century.
Dr. Rennie, could you tell us how many years did you spend in Africa?
Well, all told, it was 14 years. However, my last book, My Friends the Gorillas, was spent in only 8 years writing, and I lived in Kenya province, in the rainforest, studying only the large tree ape, the large tree-climbing gorilla.
I see.
For 8 years.
Yes. Well, did you have assistance with you?
No, I had no assistance. I went in alone. I know that the gorilla is a little shy of the man, and I didn't want to aggravate the situation by contributing more of the man smell, you see.
Yes.
So I went in alone and no assistance. Besides that, nobody would go.
Well, what was it like living alone, Dr. Rainey?
Well, it wasn't so bad after the first 3 years, of course, after I got married. I enjoyed it relatively. I lived a rather normal life. I mean, as normal as one can live with a whole bunch of gorillas, you know.
Yes. Well, then you were not alone. You got married.
Yes, married a lovely thing.
Well, then an American girl joined you.
No, an American girl did not join me. I married right then.
Oh.
I married a gorilla.
Tell me, how long did you and your wife remain there before
Five years, and then we left when I finished my book. We left to come to America.
What was your arrival like here?
Well, it was very nice, fun. I came down the gangplank, and they lowered Margaret's crate from a crane on to the dock. And then, of course, we boarded the bus to go to where we were staying.
Oh, the bus. Now, what kind of a bus?
A regular New York City bus.
Oh, I see. Isn't that interesting? Well, Dr. Rainey, how did the people in the bus react?
Oh, they got out.
And what about the driver?
He got out, too. He got out through the emergency exit, as I recall. The others left through windows, doors, any way they could find.
Yes.
There was one child who escaped through the ventilator hatch, as I recall. And another woman was rather cute. She made a door for herself at the back of the bus. Right through. Went through too quickly to cut herself, thank goodness.
Well, that was quite an experience,
so
then.
I just drove the bus myself.
Oh, I see. Where were you staying?
The Waldorf Astoria.
Oh, isn't
lovely,
that
lovely, sweet, lovely place.
Oh, well, Dr. Rainey, did you have any difficulty getting into the hotel?
We were very fortunate. When we came in to register, there was a costume ball going on at the hotel at times. So they all thought that I was dressed as an African hunter, and then Margaret was dressed as a gorilla. And we got first prize. And we certainly did laugh about it when we got into the elevator.
Oh, you laughed quite hard.
Oh,
she
a
did.
Thunderous laugh. My goodness. And a great deal of chest thumping, you know.
Oh, yes.
Leaping up and down in the elevator and thumping. It was quite exciting.
Well, how did the elevator man respond?
He got out. He got out, as I recall, between the fourth and fifth floor.
Well, Dr. Rainey, how long did you stay in the hotel?
Till they kicked us out.
Oh, dear.
So we went right from there to our home.
Oh, well, now, where is your home?
Scarsdale.
Oh, I love Scarsdale.
Great gorilla country.
Well, Dr. Rainey, how long do you hope to be staying out there in Scarsdale?
We're leaving right away.
Oh, you are.
Well, we're going out to Hollywood to film my book.
Well, do you know where you'll be living out there?
Beverly Hills.
Oh.
Give her a sense of belonging, what with Cheetah and Lassie. And, of course, she is in the movie.
Oh, she's in the movie. What part is she playing?
A gorilla.
Well, Dr. Rainey, thank you so much for being on my program
today.
That's all
right. I would like to say thank you, and I would like to thank you in the language of Margaret's people.
Please.
Margaret was here, she would say,
Good day. Well, thank you, Dr.
Monitor on stage in that performance, courtesy of comedian Shelley Berman with companion Lovelady Powell. Lauren Green's American Wests, that's the title of an album of songs by the Boss Men of the Ponderosa, songs that retell the tales and legends from which Western folk heroes have sprung. Such a story is the one about that card game, that certain night at the Rainbow Cafe. But here, let Lauren Green tell it. Five cards, stud.
I remember it well. It was a hot, rainy night when that stranger rode into town and tied up his horse at the Rainbow Cafe and bought everybody around. Hey, bartender, break open a new deck of cards. Let's have some good, honest fun. Now a sociable game for a dollar or two. That never hurt anyone. I put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game. Five cards stud. Now, lean slow and easy from the top. Suck the name of the game. Five cards stud. That poker game lasted all through the night. It lasted through the next day. But one by one, they had to drop out when they had no more money to play. That night, there was only the stranger and a cowboy, a young friend of mine. They shuffled the cards, and the crowd sensed the end as they put all their chips on the line. Now put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game, five cards to. Now, lean slow and easy from the top. Suck the name of the game, five cards to. After four cards were dealt to the young cowboy's hand, two kings everybody could see. But the stranger's hand, looking better than his, showed an ace and an ace and a three. The last card was dealt to the young cowboy's hand. And when he turned up a third king, why, that stranger just smiled and threw in his cards and he left without saying a thing. Well, after he'd gone, they turned over his cards, and surprise showed on everyone's face. Oh, they'll never know why he he got up to go when his card in the hole was an ace. Now in poker, all the rules say that aces beat kings. So in truth, the stranger had won. But out of the crowd, just the two of us knew that the stranger was playing his son. So put your money right down on the table, boys. The name of the game. Five cards to... Five cards to...
And four aces coming up, Barbara Streisand, Jack Jones, Franny and Teicher, all directly ahead on the monitor.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Now. Now. Now, 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 now,
now,
now.
Now, the monitor coloring book with that word jazz specialist, Ken Nordine. A fantasy approach to color radio. Right here on monitor. And here's Ken to color it Nutria.
Innocent as an innocent can be innocent is Nutria. Nobody knows who you are, Nutria. You're definitely, definitively unknown. About as unknown as a color can get. Yet you persist in this nonsense, as the innocent so often do, of becoming someone big. With a name. You. A big name, you. With your name up there in lights, Nutria presents Nutria being Nutria. What a child of a color you can be. Do you think, do you really, really think that life would ever be allowed to allow you a stage only for you? You've got to stop dreaming dreams that should never be dreamt. Wake up, Nutria. Get yourself a red manager, an orange agent, a yellow writer, a green salesman, a blue tailor, an indigo barber, a violet taxman. Then, maybe then, if they play your cards right, innocent as an innocent can be innocent, Nutria, you might become known. But then again, Nutria.
The sound of Nutria on color radio. The Way Out Whimsy of Ken Nordine.
Now.
On the monitor coloring book.
Hiya, pal. You say you were carrying furniture up to the attic, and your legs are so stiff you walk like a toy soldier, and it even hurts to stand still, and tomorrow you have your first judo lesson. Is that what's troubling you, pal?
Well, don't just sit there. Rub your troubles away with Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub. What aspirin does for headache pain, Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub does for muscle pain. Get Mentholatum Deep Heating Rub and smile again.
It's never too late. At least that's the way Tony Bennett puts it in this next song.
It's never too late for rainbows to shine, for whispering violins and bubbles in the wine. It's never too late to ring like a bell, to steal away somewhere and catch a carousel. The summer is green, the autumn is gold. So no matter when love comes, it's heaven. Let your heart stay young and strong. Just one note can start a song. So don't worry about how long you've had to wait. It's never too late. summer is green. The autumn is gold. So no matter when love comes, it's heavenly to hold. Let your heart stay young and strong. Just one note can start a song. So don't worry about how long you have to wait. It's never too late. It's never too late.
Here's a brief but important word on behalf of your Heart Fund. Give so more will live. That's the theme of the 1966 Heart Fund campaign. Remember those words when you're asked to support the fight against heart and circulatory diseases. And give generously from your heart for every heart you love. Remember, give so more will live. Different arrangement of the Jerome Kern classic Old Man River and the twin pianos of Ferranti and Teicher doing the work. A reminder here that Monitor is a familiar voice on NBC stations throughout the nation. For instance, WEIR serves Steubenville, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. The NBC voice serving your area will come in now for a few moments, after which Monitor will continue. This is Barry Nelson.
Color Radio. Whoever thought NBC Monitor would go full color every weekend with me, Ken Nordine.